I love the story about how Jesus helped and healed the 10 desperate lepers. And there's a sense of desperation, I think, in all of our lives at one time or another. There's a good desperation and a bad desperation. Last week I experienced both. Good desperation was we went to visit the school where one of my sons attends, and it was a parent-teacher's night where you go and just see how things are going. And I went to saw one of the teachers I wanted to speak to, and I was desperate to just to say thanks to him, the influence he was having, and the good stuff that I saw happening because of that teaching. There was also a bad sense of desperation when being in one of the classes that we were told to go to. The presentation was difficult. It was long, and fatigue was setting in. Very desperate, just let me survive and let me get out of here, please. Desperation. And some of you are in either boat this morning to say, Lord, I'm desperate to say thanks to you. Or you might be, Lord, I'm really desperate to get home today. Things are waiting for me. Well, Jesus met these 10. I thought of some sermon titles that I did not use. 10 said, gimme. 1 said, thank you. 9 bums who forgot to say thanks. 10 were healed. 1 came to Christ and was made well. And if you and I just look at the people in that experience, we might come away with this kind of message from the Lord, as only the Holy Spirit would bring it. You should be more thankful. You ought to be more thankful. Come on, be more thankful. Why are you not more thankful? And if that's all we come away with, I imagine we're just left with our own failings at that point. But Jesus takes the center stage in the experience with those 10, just like he took the center stage of the experience in everything we went through this past week. He was there, and the 1 did return to him. The 9 did not. We want to follow in the steps of the 1. And if we meet Christ in the Bible and in our daily walk, he will give a sense of being blessed and fill us with himself. So as God's word says, we tend to be overflowing with thanksgiving. That's a quality he can give us. What happens between Jesus and the 10 lepers? Jesus is being himself, as usual, and lepers are being us. We're the lepers in the story, the folks in need. And we're the church for lepers, you might say. Not physically having that problem, spiritually just as terminally ill without Christ. And you can't become a member of the church unless you say, I am a leper. I need healed of that. And so the 10 lepers call out in a loud voice to Jesus. They say, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. And back then when you had leprosy, that was considered a very communicable disease. And you didn't want anybody else to catch it. So you had, if the wind was blowing at all, you were supposed to stay about 50 yards away from somebody. That's across the length of a football field, the width of it. We're from one side of the sanctuary in that corner all the way to the other corner and beyond, calling out in a loud voice. I feel that far from God, the leper would say. I feel that far from any other significant relationship, the leper would say. And there's passion in the words. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. There's a contemporary song out in the Christian world that expresses really the prayer of the leper. And the words of the song go like this. I don't know the title of the song, but the words go like this. I'm not all right. I'm broken inside. You think of the heart of that prayer. I'm not all right. I'm broken inside. An expression to God about how we're doing with life and how we're doing with him. That's not so strange, even when you look at the hymn book. Similar expressions of a heart need are seen in the book, hymn book, and things we sing. Amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. We're not to sing Amazing Grace, I'll save the wretch like you, to avoid that song. The vilest offender who truly believes, that one from Jesus a pardon receives. That I, a child of hell, should in his glory shine. I'm not all right. I'm broken inside. There's a sense we carry that with us, even when Christ is working in our hearts, he continues to work. And I think any person who has ever turned to Christ in any manner has prayed the prayer of the leper. Jesus, Master, have pity on me. Maybe you prayed that prayer every day this week. If you did, I think you're pretty healthy in asking God for help and recognizing the need there. We cry aloud to Jesus. And God is moved by our desperation. Jesus was in the story. When we're willing to own up to our own sin, our own condition of brokenness, put right with God and heading to heaven, but the Lord's still working on our disabilities, spiritually so. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. There's a true story of a young man, 31 years old, had the life of blessing ahead of him, but ended up with a terminal liver disease and also the disease of AIDS. And when he was toward the end of his life in the hospital, none of his friends were around at that time. He shared with a caring nurse. He said, "I don't even know why I did what I did, but I would have loved anyone who would have loved me back." That's a hard saying. Jesus, Master, have pity on me. Would God love me in the condition I am in? Would God love you in your sense of desperation this morning? Jesus heals the folks in the story. He heals all 10 of them. Don't miss that one. And because he's God's son, I think he knew and he sensed, you know, 9 of these folks are just going to get on with their lives, and one's going to really be grateful. But he heals them anyway. He helps them anyway. Some just wanted to keep going. And Jesus said, I want to help those folks. And he doesn't take the healing back. He doesn't say, "Well, if you didn't say thank you, don't get the gift." He gives. None of them deserved a healing anyway. But one did come back to Jesus. Don't miss that one. He praises God in a loud voice, as loud as he was when he was 50 yards away from Christ. That's how loud he was when he was right next to the Lord. It's okay to get carried away with your praises as much as we were carried away with our desperation in our lives. The one man was cured much, so he praised much. He was forgiven much, so he loved much. He was saved much, so he thanked much. And Christ inspires that kind of praise to him. What happened to you this week and to the people around you in life that are still here, that still survive? Well, everyone was helped to survive another day, just like the 9. Each one of us can say, "Yeah, that was me. I was helped to survive another day. I am here in church." One came back to Christ and was made well. "I thought I needed help, but I really needed God." That was his prayer. And the ones who go back to Jesus are always the most thankful. If you would like a really great day, Thursday, great days before and after that, the ones who go back to Jesus are always the most thankful. And Jesus closes the experience with these 10 desperate people with these words. Again, a check on our hearts. He says, "Where's the other 9? Is no one returning to give praise to God except this foreigner?" In other Bible translations uses the word, except this alien, except this outcast, except this spiritual underdog, except this unlikely person. Who would have thought that so-and-so would have come back to Jesus? Who would have thought it? The 9 religious folks apparently are Jewish in their background. They had some blessing going their way. They had scripture in their life they knew of. They had temple worship in their life that they participated in. They knew to go to the priest, which was proper to do in the healing situation. But Jesus is saying that they missed the boat. They missed the boat. The one who came back to Jesus was a Samaritan. A Samaritan back then was when people wanted to put Jesus down, you know what they said about him? They said, Jesus, you have a demon and you're a Samaritan. Two not too good things. The one man, he's not only a leper, but he's a Samaritan. He's out to lunch spiritually. Had no Bible background. Or if he did, he botched it all up with misinterpretation. He worshipped incorrectly. In fact, Jesus said in John chapter 4, Samaritans didn't even know who God was. They were clueless. They were just there saying, if you're out there, would somebody help me? That someone was Jesus. The Samaritan, Jesus says, this man came back, which tells us a razor sharp truth from the scripture that God really values a thankful heart, the thankful heart of any one of us, even more than he values something I would value, say a correct Bible truth, which those nine had. They really did. But the one had a thankful heart. And he said, I need Christ if I'm going to grow. And that desperate faith is something God could give us. Jesus told the man, hey, you're made well. In the Greek, it means you're really put right with God. You're saved. Once a little girl had a chance to pass on good news to a desperate brother. He had done some big-time thievery in the household. She was in sixth grade. She got a chocolate teddy bear from her first boy admirer, and she was all excited about that, proud about the chocolate teddy bear, stuck it in her room, and off to school she goes. Her five-year-old brother sniffs out the chocolate like a hungry hound in the house, tracks it down, and devours the whole chocolate teddy bear. And the mom comes into the daughter's room and says, Johnny, what did you do? And the guilt of chocolate is all over his face. He has nowhere to hide. And she said, you're gonna face this music. When your sister gets home, you're going to tell her what happened and what you did. And that was Johnny's the longest day in Johnny's life, waiting for his sister to come home. She comes home. He throws himself at her feet. Oh, I'm so sorry. I ate your chocolate. I ate your chocolate teddy bear. Help me. Please forgive me. And his big sister, who really did love her brother, heard the desperate cry of his heart. There he was, guilty of sin. She hugged him and said, Johnny, I love you. I love you all the time. And embraced him. And Jesus, Master, have pity. I'm not all right. I'm broken inside. And if anybody prays those prayers, calls out to Christ in a loud voice, the voice of a soul, the silent cry of a soul is sometimes louder than the biggest yell that happens throughout the week. When we give thanks to God and say, oh, how much I need you, we recognize that what he begins to think, put things right in our hearts, anything right about us is a gift from him. The one leper, what did he do to earn the healing or the salvation? Nothing. He just said, I need my Lord. I give thanks to him. A heart right with God, that God begins to share that with you, and then you walk. And then the heart made to live right, as God teaches us how to do that. That's what the lady sang about, that Christ would make us to live right in his sight, and how he works on that, and how we still pray, Jesus, Master, have pity so we could walk right. And then made right forever in heaven. An event yet to take place, which will know the joy of the leper more perfectly healed. And when we give thanks to the Lord, might we say, Lord, thank you for the countless blessings, family and friends, food, health, and what you make us to one another. But Lord, thank you most of all for you and how you're doing in my life, what I can't do for myself. Healed and helped, but some returning to Jesus. And he says to the ones who do return to him, rise and go, you are well. Rise and go, you are well. Let's pray together. Father, above all else, we need to hear from you, rise and go, that you would make us well, to be able to sing, it's well with our soul, to be able to pray, honestly, Jesus, Master, help. Jesus, Master, have pity on us. From that kind of desperation, Lord, would call forth great thankfulness from a people who have been found by you. We pray that any rightness or health or salvation that we've experienced with you would continually rejoice in, would be totally amazed still at your grace. And the many just in their own walk with you, Lord, in a sincere way with leaning on your integrity would have changed hearts to return to Christ and be made whole. Might you work that out in this closing part of the service and as we go, Father, serving you. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Great song of testimony that we're satisfied in him. If you have a spiritual need you'd like someone to pray with you about, you're welcome to come forward when we sing and know Christ meets us as we sing, as we pray, and as we go.
Stand together. If you'd like to